USA News, I'm Dave Collins. San Diego County Supervisor Jim Desmond has gone to the border ahead of the end of Title 42 tonight. The COVID-era policy allows for migrants to be quickly turned back, and he's calling for a controlled, safe process for letting migrants into the United States.
We were able to talk to the Border Patrol, and we were told about 3,500 people are there on the Tijuana border. And normally there's only a couple hundred, but today there's already 3,500 people there.
Desmond says the county and its nonprofit partners don't have the capacity to take in this many migrants.
Overwhelming Border Patrol, overwhelming our resources here in San Diego County, and just a sad state of the fact that this is how we treat people, and we don't really have a safe, humane process at our border at this time.
Back to the White House, President Biden is celebrating the conservation actions taken by his administration.
Over the past 2 years, these investments help protect our iconic outdoor spaces, preserve historic sites, and make our nation more resilient to the devastating impacts of climate change.
While speaking from the White House Rose Garden, Biden discussed the progress made on his administration's goal of conserving 30% of the nation's lands and waters by 2030. Said he's protected more lands and waters than any other president since John F. Kennedy. Elon Musk says he's found a new CEO for Twitter, and she'll start in about 6 weeks. Earlier this year, Musk took a poll of Twitter users asking if he should step down as CEO of the social media platform, with nearly 58% responding yes. Former President Trump could be facing a new defamation lawsuit from E. Jean Carroll. The writer's lawyer told the New York Times that everything is on the table following Trump's appearance at CNN's town hall event. During the event, Trump called Carroll's claim that he sexually assaulted her in the 1990s fake and a made-up story. This is USA News.
The inventor and CEO of MyPillow is always looking for ways to solve everyday problems. Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? It's basically a towel that's leaving you out to dry. That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. I know, it's mind-blowing. Towels that actually dry you. The six-piece towels that includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. They come in a variety of colors, and right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the Radio Listener Special. MyPillow products come with a 10-year warranty, and they have a 60-day money-back guarantee. To receive this amazing offer on the six-piece set of MyPillow towels, just go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, and enter promo code USA, or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
Missouri lawmakers are sending controversial transgender-related legislation to Governor Mike Parson. House Republicans approved a measure that would limit gender-affirming care for minors, and a separate measure that would require transgender athletes to play on sports teams aligned with the sex on their birth certificate. Parson is expected to sign the restrictions. A suspect in the 2005 disappearance of American Natalie Holloway is being extradited from Peru to the U.S.
Joran Vandersloot is serving a 28-year prison sentence in Peru for the killing of a woman over a decade ago, but has long remained a suspect in the vanishing of Holloway, who went missing in Aruba in 2005. He was arrested but never convicted in her disappearance. In 2010, Vandersloot was charged in Alabama with two federal counts involving extortion and wire fraud, revolving around a promise that the location of Holloway's remains and details of her death would be revealed. Prosecutors say the location he said the remains were at was a lie. I'm Skip Kelly.
A Ukrainian military unit says it routed a Russian infantry brigade near the eastern stronghold of Bakhmut. The leader of Ukraine's ground forces said Russian units in some parts of Bakhmut had retreated by more than a mile as Ukrainian forces launched a counteroffensive. The latest Walking Dead spinoff starts airing next month, and the first trailer is out now. Walking Dead: Dead City, the fifth spinoff in the Walking Dead franchise, debuts on June 18th. Dave Collins, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.